is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Hey, Albert. And back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Tom Elias, and you've heard Tom before, but it's always good to have him back with us. He's just reprinted his book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. Now, why is this story so vitally important? Why, very simply, because there's not one of you out there who doesn't know someone who's either died of cancer or is dying of cancer, and it's a terrible plague, and after we've had a war on cancer going back to 1971, why, there's been very little fall in the death from cancer. And certainly surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, the traditional treatments for most cancers really don't alter its ultimate outcome. Yes, if you can cut it all out initially, that's fine, but certainly if you don't get it all, why, the big problem, of course, is the body, the immune system, and you've got to get that immune system turned on, because that's what cures cancer, not the chemotherapy or radiation, both of which can actually produce cancer by lowering the immune system. So this is one reason we have a problem, but there are treatments that the government has done everything they could to suppress for many years. Fortunately, Dr. Brzezinski's treatment now is available after 20 years or more, probably closer to 30 years. It is now on limited trials, and hopefully one day will be available. But it is amazing to see what happened when you had high government officials actively suppressing a treatment that they knew was beneficial. And how were those government officials punished? They weren't punished. What they did is they wanted to send Dr. Brzezinski to jail for 300 years, not because he didn't have a treatment that was curing people and saving their lives, but because, in my estimation, he did. And, well, Tom has his views as to why these people went out to get Dr. Brzezinski, and that's really what the story's about. Tom, so good to have you with us again this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's go ahead and certainly you tell the story as it came to you. You were actually as an observer at the O.J. Simpson trial, and somebody came to you and to tell you about another story, so you pick up the story from there.
Sure. Yes, I was, in fact, a reporter for the National Scripps Howard News Service covering the O.J. Simpson criminal trial. And an old friend of mine, somebody I hadn't seen in about 10 years, came to me and said, "Tom, you've got to help me." She said to me, "The doctor who saved my life, they're now trying to put him in prison." And essentially that was true. The government was trying to put Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski in prison for as much as 300 years because he was saving lives like my friend Mary Jo Siegel, who is a woman that came to see me. It's the first case, the only case still in history, where the government has stated that they know a drug works against cancer, and yet they actually prosecuted the inventor of that drug for using it on people and trying to save lives. That's essentially what the prosecution was about. It was an incredible case.
Well, you pick up the story from there, and so what is this treatment? Why is it different than other treatments, and how effective is it?
Absolutely. The treatment we're talking about consists of peptides. These are substances, combinations of amino acids that are found naturally in most people. They occur in your blood. You find it in your urine. And What Dr. Brzezinski discovered in Poland before he emigrated to the United States, he discovered that these substances are almost absent from the bodies of people with many cancers. And he theorized that if he could reinfuse, if he could put these substances back into the people who didn't have them in them, he could probably do something about those cancers. And in fact, that's how it worked out. And the remarkable thing about this treatment is that because it's completely natural, because these are substances that are in your body all the time if you're healthy, this is a treatment that doesn't have any of the toxic side effects of chemotherapy and radiation. You're not going to get sick. You're not going to be nauseated. Your hair is not going to fall out if you're on this treatment. And in some cases, your cancer might disappear in as little as 6 weeks. In other cases, you might have to be on the treatment for years. The treatment is effective. It draws a positive response from about 65% of all cancers. And there are biochemical reasons for that. But the performance is so much better against certain types of cancers than the standard treatments that even the United States government has now given this drug orphan designation, so that they're saying that this is the most promising thing they know against certain types of cancer. Now,
and these are usually brain cancers that are totally inoperable, and yet in some instances it actually cures them, or at least the people live on for many years.
That's absolutely correct. And in most instances, the tumor at least reduces, and in many instances, the tumor is just gone. And that's without suffering the usual side effects that you get. It's an incredible thing to see. It's an incredible thing to talk to the people who've been cured on this treatment, especially after their doctors had given them terminal diagnoses, said they were going to die, they should get their affairs in order. They had at best a few months to live, at worst a few weeks. And they're still alive many years later. In some instances, my friend Mary Jo Siegel, who came to me with this story originally, she was treated as far back as 1990 for a grade 4 lymphoma that nothing else was having any impact on. And it's now 20 years later, and she's healthy and happy and just a vibrant woman. She's, you know, now she was a young mother at that time, and now she's got grandchildren. That's how rewarding this thing is. It lets people live to see all these events in their lives that they would have missed if they had died.
Well, I think that for our listeners, you wonder how something like this works. You have to understand that, of course, we are made up of cells, and each one of those cells has 46 chromosomes, and the chromosomes have genes on them. There are about 30,000 active genes in the human body. And we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Pierre's Catering, celebrating Black History 365 days a year, salutes past and present African-American leaders who led the way to equal opportunity, keeping hope alive to succeed and achieve success. Let's continue to work together for a better place to live, work, and raise our families and make a better future for all Americans. This message courtesy of our good friends at Pierre's Catering at 2135 Downing in Denver. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. 800-500-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Sydney, we were just talking about the genes. There are the genes on the chromosomes, and they're complex molecules, and basically they act as little switches. You can turn the gene on or off, depending upon the other chemicals that are chemicals in contact with. These genes each have a specific function. The genes manufacture amino acids that create new molecules that will determine how our system works. And there certainly, within this genetic structure, is the immune system. Certain genes that influence the immune system, one of them is something known as the P53 cancer gene, and basically your anti-cancer gene. And if you can turn that gene on, it'll manufacture the amino acids that will mobilize your immune system. And of course, you do this all over the body. It's not just in one cell, but all over the body. And so apparently there are methyl groups that get on there. Would you explain to our listeners how the anti-neoplastins, these peptides, small molecule peptides that Dr. Basinski puts into people, how these influence the P53 cancer gene?
Well, essentially, they switch it back on. They do it because, as you said, this P53 tumor suppressor gene that you refer to is, when it malfunctions, it is associated with 65% of all cancers. So it's no coincidence that the peptides that Dr. Brzezinski uses have a response rate from cancers of about 65%, because what happens, and this is an oversimplified version of it, but this is basically what happens, is the P53 tumor suppressor gene is a gene that causes cells, after they've divided, it causes one of the new cells to die off. And this is a process that goes on all the time in the human body. It's called apoptosis. That is the process of cell division and death. It's what renews the human body. It's what keeps us alive. But when it gets out of control, when cells split and both of the new cells live on, that's uncontrolled growth, and we call uncontrolled growth like this a cancer. That's when tumors develop and things get out of control. Well, the P53 tumor suppressor gene, and it's really not complicated how it gets its name, it's on the P chromosome, and it's in position 53. So the name is no mystery. But this gene causes the process of apoptosis to occur. Now, when it gets suppressed, then tumors, this system of preventing tumors that goes on all the time in your body, becomes suppressed, and tumors can develop. So how does it become suppressed? Well, as you said a moment ago, the gene can become covered with methyl groups, a type of chemical. And if you can dissolve away those methyl groups, then you'll reactivate the P53 tumor suppressor gene, and it will fight the cancer. So your own body will be fighting the cancer rather than any outside agent. And the result of this is that when you take this treatment, only the diseased cells will be affected, because in those cells where the P53 gene is not suppressed, there is no impact. But what the peptides do essentially is wash away the methyl groups that are covering up the P53 gene. Now, of course, you need the proper dose. You have to have the right amount of the peptides in you in order to have this reach every cell in the body, which it needs to do to be effective. And that's why it's important to have the kinds of blood tests that go on before you take this treatment. And it's the reason why some of the trials that were conducted by the National Cancer Institute in the 1990s on this treatment were so corrupt, because it turned out that they were diluting. The government was supposedly testing this to see if it was effective in the 1990s. It's all detailed in my book. But it turned out that at the Mayo Clinic and at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, two of the most famous hospitals in America, the scientists who were conducting these so-called trials were actually diluting the treatment, because the government had ordered them to, and the government wanted this treatment to fail in these trials.
And I think that's so important. And this is really what happens in the past. And Sloan Kettering is famous for this. They did the original work on Laetrile, intentionally designing it so that this study would not work. Fortunately, yep. The man who was in charge of public relations back there, a man named Richard Maas, actually was on one hand, he was putting out the official party line that Laetrile didn't work, and then was circulating private letters saying they rigged the test. Well, they rigged the test with Brzezinski, too. And when you've got scientists who will prostitute themselves, because they'll do what they're told rather than finding the science. And, of course, Brzezinski eventually found out what they were doing and said, I'm not going to let you do these tests, knowing full well they wouldn't work, because they didn't want the public to know.
That's right. But when Dr. Brzezinski refused to continue cooperating with the government in these trials, the government, the National Cancer Institute, then went public and published papers saying that he had refused to cooperate with them on tests, and therefore you had to figure that his drug was a fraud. And this was part of the lead up to the criminal trial that we were talking about, where he was facing a 300-year prison term. Fortunately, he was acquitted on all 75 counts against him, because there really was no evidence presented that he had done anything in the least bit wrong. And of course, whether the drug worked or not was an issue that was specifically excluded from this trial. It was one of the most ironic things that I have ever seen.
And the judge, was that the judge's decision, or was that somebody else's decision? They could not talk about the fact that here was an effective treatment that was saving human lives, and yet they were going to go after the man who was using it, and if he was successful, then all of his patients had died.
His patients certainly had not all died. Most of his patients were alive and well years after they had gotten the terminal diagnoses from their own conventional doctors. But what happened in this trial was that it wasn't the judge's fault that he couldn't consider the issue of efficacy of the drug. The law specifically says, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act of 1936 specifically says that only the Food and Drug Administration can make judgments as to whether a drug is effective or not. And so by law, the judge had to exclude that subject from the trial. Meanwhile, the prosecutors actually wrote a document. They actually wrote a letter to the judge in which they said that Dr. Brzezinski's drug was saving lives. This came after Brzezinski's attorneys requested that the judge have the jury visit the Brzezinski clinic, and they would then be able to see how the patients were treated, and they'd be able to have complete access to the place. And the prosecutors responded to that request by saying that a jury visit to the Brzezinski clinic would and this is the prosecutor's own words, would expose the jury to the specter of Dr. Brzezinski in the act of saving lives. That's just such an incredible thing, because it specifically stated that the government knew that this drug was saving lives. Now, that's something the government had known for years before. As early as 1991, the director of the Cancer Therapy Evaluation Program at the National Cancer Institute wrote in a memo to his boss that the human brain tumor responses from antineoplastins were real. That's a direct quote. The document is right in front of me at this moment, or a Xerox copy of it, I should say, yes. And it boggles the mind that the United States government, made up of people who supposedly work for us, would try in this way to suppress a drug that was saving American lives and actually saved lives around the world.
Well, I think that it's really one of the exciting stories, and I think you've done a great job of chronicling the whole thing. And, of course, eventually, when the jury had an opportunity to consider all of the information, they found that all these 76 charges that they haven't, this is what the federal government does. They want people instantly to go ahead and, I mean, they're facing 300 years in prison. They just confess and pay a fine and we'll label you as a criminal and a felon for the rest of your life and discredit you. Or maybe in this case, they wouldn't even consider a plea. They just put him in prison. But they have all the power of the federal government and spend millions of dollars, you know, to put an innocent man in prison. And I believe that attorneys who did that and the people in the FDA who ordered this, in fact, wasn't it the man who actually had written a memo saying this drug works, who at the time was in charge of the FDA, ordering the trial of an innocent man?
That's absolutely correct. That was Dr. Michael Friedman. And Michael Friedman was the gentleman I mentioned a moment ago who wrote the memo that said the human brain tumor responses are real. We need to take a close look at this drug. A few years after he wrote that memo in 1991, Dr. Friedman moved over to the Food and Drug Administration and became the number two man there, the Deputy Commissioner for Operations. And while he was in that position, he ordered the prosecution of Dr. Brzezinski. And we now know why. And this is the result of a Freedom of Information Act request that I filed. But it turned out that one particular pharmaceutical company called Elan Pharmaceuticals, based in Ireland, had financed a lab at the National Cancer Institute which was producing patent applications for patents identical to Dr. Brzezinski's. And once the National Institutes for Health and the National Cancer Institute is part of the NIH, once the NIH had these patents in hand, they sold the development rights to Elan Pharmaceutical, the company that had financed the development of these copycat patents. And within a month of when that contract was signed, the development contract, Brzezinski's clinic was raided. All of his medical files on his patients were confiscated, taken miles away to a federal building. And 3 months later, he was indicted on these 75 counts that we mentioned. It's just a incredible sequence of events that proves that this was all about the FDA trying to place this drug in the hands of a pharmaceutical company, which, by odd coincidence, later hired some of the same federal officials that had conspired with it to first suppress the drug and then steal it from Dr. Brzezinski.
Well, was anybody in government ever punished or certainly fired because of this total misuse of their power?
Well, you have to be kidding, Dr. Stan. You know that nobody in government gets punished for this kind of thing. In fact,
that, of course, one of the big problems.
In fact, they get
today,
promoted. They get big salaries at the companies that they once regulated, and then if they go back into government later, they come back in a higher position than they had before, where they can do even more damage. Sure.
Well, unfortunately, that's the trouble with the FDA, and many times these people working at the FDA are in bed with the companies. Basically, the companies not only give money to the FDA, supposedly, so that the FDA can more effectively regulate them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old adage is, he who pays the piper calls the tune. And the FDA funnels money, I should say the drug companies funnel money to the FDA to make it easier for them to regulate the companies. Does anybody really believe that they're effectively regulating the large companies? And not only that, but FDA officials go to work for the drug companies when they retire. And then they really make money. We'll be back in just a moment.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing HB pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, and back here, our guest is Tom Elias. The book is The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and we have that available through Radio Liberty, back in print now in paperback. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. You're welcome to give us a call. Our guest, Tom Elias, the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. Now, I know in the back of the book you have updated figures on how effective this treatment is. So, basically, how effective is this in something like a bladder tumor or certainly a breast tumor?
Well, it's had success of over 50% in drawing a positive response of either reducing the size of tumors or getting rid of them altogether against both those types of cancer. In fact, bladder cancer was the first cancer that Dr. Brzezinski ever treated. And the man, that was back in 1976, and the man who he treated was literally on his deathbed when he received this treatment, and he lived on another 25 years after that before he eventually died of a heart attack. At the time that he received the treatment, he was in his late 50s, so he lived a pretty decent lifespan by the time he was finished, and that was basically thanks to this treatment. He was the pioneer. But we talk a lot about brain tumors when we talk about the Brzezinski treatment because it's so much more effective against brain tumors than the standard treatments. The chemotherapy and the radiation against brain tumors like glioblastomas and gliomas and astrocytomas and medulloblastomas have a success rate of a 5-year survival rate of under 1%. Dr. Brzezinski's 5-year survival rate is well over 40% against those cancers. It's, in other words, is more than 40 times as effective as the standard treatments. And his response rate is actually in the 60% rate range. And that means more than 60% of the patients with these almost always fatal tumors will see their tumors reduced, and will the great majority of them then will go on to live more than 5 years, and that's unheard of with these types of tumors we're talking about.
Well, it is an amazing, amazing treatment. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is simply turning on the switch of these little genes, this P52 tumor suppressor gene, and suddenly it immobilizes the body to take care of the cancer itself. That's the way we're supposed to take care of it, and unfortunately, many times what we do in the way of treatment actually aggravates the situation or creates new cancers. We have a caller. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn giving you a call today.
Yes.
I wanted to...
Comment?
I have a question, actually. I wanted to, and it's probably a two-part question at this point. I wanted to ask you and your guest, I'm sure you have, Dr. Stan, but I wanted to ask more specifically your guest if he's heard of the treatment amygdalin, I believe it, Alectril, that was, I believe, developed pushed forward by Dr. Philip Denzel before he died several years ago.
Do you know anything at all about Alectril, Tom?
Well, I know a little bit about Alectril. I know that Alectril, which is a derivative of apricot pits, was thought by a lot of people back in the 1950s to be extremely effective. I know also that... The man that invented it, I believe his name was Andrew Ivey. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Stan, you'll know it. He had been a former president of the American Medical Association. He worked at the University of Illinois Medical School in Chicago. And Dr. Ivey became associated with Alectril and tried to establish it as a standard treatment, he was drummed out of the medical community. No matter what he had contributed, no matter how prestigious he had been before, he lost his license. He eventually committed suicide because the government was absolutely determined to suppress this treatment and never gave it a fair trial. Now, I don't know that it worked, but I know that it never got a fair trial.
Yeah, it isn't as good as Dr. Brzezinski's treatment. It was better than nothing. It was the best we had for many years, but it was no... certainly what Dr. Brzezinski's treatment is works specifically on the P53 suppressor gene. There was a place for Alectril, but Brzezinski's treatment is far better than Alectril. Okay?
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, that was actually my second question. I was reading a book about this, and I, since you had brought this subject up, I definitely wanted to try to call you and address it. I understand that there were, if I'm not mistaken, several attempts, obviously, to try to get it, bring it to for actual thorough scientific testing, which were, in fact, suppressed by the FDA and other parts of the government. But I do want to thank you for answering those questions, and I will continue to listen to the rest of this program. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. We do carry the book, A World Without Cancer, The Story of Laetrile by Ed Griffin. We have a four-tape set on Laetrile, and certainly I think that there, I know it was beneficial, but, I mean, here is something that's much more specific, and certainly works far better than Laetrile did. So, I mean, this is the way we should be going at the present time. Anyway,
and I believe, by the way, that Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, the peptides, which he calls anti-neoplastins, this treatment will eventually be the standard treatment for cancer. It will be the first thing that doctors try because it's so wide-ranging. You find these cell-differentiating agents now. A drug called Herceptin is quite effective against certain types of breast cancers. Gleevec is effective against some other types of cancers. That's produced by GlaxoSmithKline. But these are very specific for one type of cancer, these drugs. And they are cell-differentiating agents in the same way that Dr. Brzezinski's treatment is. That is to say, they affect only the disease cells, and they don't affect the healthy cells around them the way ordinary chemotherapy does. But the wide action of Dr. Brzezinski's drug is what really makes it stand out. It's effective against brain tumors and kidney cancers and liver cancers and breast cancers and bladder cancers and just a whole wide range of things. What it's not particularly effective against are some of these soft tissue cancers. Sarcomas is one of those. It's not particularly effective against ovarian cancer either. But in recent months, in recent years, I should say, when some components of Dr. Brzezinski's drug have become available in capsule form, his treatment has become effective against lung cancers, which previously it couldn't do so well against because patients couldn't infuse enough of the drug if their lungs were damaged. They would get pneumonia if they took too much of it, and therefore their lungs couldn't really be treated if they were impaired with the anti-neoplastin infusion treatment.
All right, Brian. What about pancreas? Because pancreas certainly was, you know, the five-year survival on pancreas is 1-2%. How was Dr. Brzezinski's treatment doing on pancreas?
Well, it's doing better than the standard treatments, but I wouldn't call it great.
Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant at 366.
66 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef, pork, and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Tom Elias. His book is The Brzezinski Breakthrough. It's an important book, and we certainly recommend it. We do have it available through my ministry. Tom doesn't have a website, so there's no sense in putting it out. Do you have any other material you'd like, or any other means of contact that you'd like to put out?
Two things. One is I maintain an email address where I answer questions, and if I don't know the answer, Dr. Brzezinski will. But we answer any questions about the book and about these treatments, and the email address is burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K at AOL.com. And then Dr. Brzezinski has a website with huge amounts of information. It's called www.cancermed.com.
CancerMed.com. So you want to get information, and Dr. Brzezinski, I've actually talked to people there, and they're very honest, and they will tell you there's certain cancers that just don't do well with our treatment, the others that do, and there's certain specific, so they know which ones they are. And basically, at the end of your book, you have a summary of how various cancers really respond to this treatment, don't you?
Yes, we have charts in the back of the book. What we don't do is actually contrast each of them, each type of cancer, with how well it does with the standard treatments and how well it does with the Brzezinski treatment. We just talk about how this treatment does. Because there's so many, chemotherapies out there, there's at least 20 chemotherapy drugs. And the drug companies are pushing them all the time and developing new ones from time to time. They're just not as effective as this, but we'd have endless charts if we tried to compare each of those to this treatment. We just couldn't do that.
So basically, you get the book where you find out basically how these things will respond. On the other hand, of course, you can go to the website there, cancermed.com, and get the information on how these things respond. Well, now, Dr. Brzezinski is being allowed to treat patients much earlier. Before, he was only allowed to see terminal patients who were going to die. But now he is allowed to see patients at any stage of disease?
Well, now he's conducting FDA-approved, FDA-supervised clinical trials on at least 20 different types of cancer. The number changes from day to day. Sometimes a trial is completed and closed out. And sometimes a new one begins, so the precise number might change from one week to the next. But essentially, if your doctors determine, your conventional doctors determine that the standard treatments won't help you, then you will automatically qualify for one of Dr. Brzezinski's clinical trials if you have one of these types of cancer. Because, as I mentioned before, certain of the components of the antineoplastin treatment are now available in capsule form, you can be treated off the clinical trials as well. But you'll be taking the drug in capsule form rather than infusing it. What happened is the principal drug here we're talking about is a drug called phenylbutyrate. That was approved by the FDA several years ago for use against one particular form, a rare form of childhood anemia. And it is one of the components of all three of Dr. Brzezinski's antineoplastin preparations. He now uses capsules of phenylbutyrate along with some mild chemotherapeutic agents in people who don't qualify for his clinical trials, people who have not, for instance, failed a round or two of chemotherapy and radiation. It's far better to get these things before you have the chemo and the radiation, because the chemo and the radiation debilitate you in different ways. chemotherapy, for instance, often increases the chance of developing other cancers later. Radiation definitely does that, and it can have other side effects. For instance, children with medulloblastoma brain tumors are likely to see their IQ diminished by about 40 points if they undergo the full brain radiation treatment that is the current standard treatment for that type of tumor. It's incredible. They're asking parents of the medulloblastoma, sometimes called peanuts, are mostly a childhood brain tumor. They occur mostly in children under the age of five. So when the doctors recommend full brain radiation, they're basically asking parents to take their bright young children and turn them into something much less than they would have been if they hadn't been radiated. And this, when there's only about a 1% chance that they're going to live 5 years anyway.
And I think that is what's so important. Here you got a 1% chance they're going to live 5 years, you're going to destroy their mind and knock their IQ down 25 to 40%. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unconscionable when there are effective treatments, and this is what was suppressed. And of course, the one interview we have in our four-tape set was with the father of this little boy that they wanted to irradiate, and he was a retired a colonel from the military, and he wouldn't go along with it. Would you like to tell that story?
Sure. That's the story of a young boy named Thomas Navarro. His father, Jim Navarro, was a retired Green Beret colonel. And when his son was diagnosed with one of these peanut medulloblastoma tumors, his doctors in the state of Minnesota insisted that he undergo the full brain radiation. And when Colonel Navarro and his wife refused the young man's name was Thomas Navarro, when they refused to expose Thomas to this treatment, the state of Minnesota child welfare people took legal action against him and essentially ordered Thomas to undergo this treatment, or the parents would lose their son, their child. He'd be taken away. Well, the Navarro family wanted to go to Dr. Brzezinski, and they petitioned the FDA for permission to do that instead of the full brain radiation, and the FDA said no. You have to do the standard treatment first.
Well, we're out of time, Tom. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. And we'll tell our listeners how to get the book when we get back. God bless. Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, I'd like to stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We have a four-tape set, too, of one of those interviews is with Colonel Navarro, as he tells the heartbreaking story of how he's had to hide from the authorities to save his son, because they wanted to irradiate his brain and destroy it. And this is the tragic story that we hear many, many times. The government officials, they want to. They're from the government, and they're going to control what you do. And Colonel Navarro wasn't about to do that. Well, it's a long, tragic story. Eventually, his boy died, and directly attributable to the Child Protective Services and the FDA. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have wicked people. So we have a four-tape set. We have the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. I will tell you that my best friends took his daughter there recently for her breast cancer, and he was very, very impressed. He brought me home a picture of him with Colonel, with Dr. Brzezinski, Stanislaus Brzezinski. Well, certainly we want to suggest we do have the book, A World Without Cancer, by our good friend Ed Griffin, going into the Laetrile story and how this was actively suppressed by the government. How do I know for certain? Because Dr. Dean Burke, number one man at the National Cancer Institute, called me back in about 1980 and told me that Laetrile worked. Certainly it wasn't perfect, but it was certainly a lot better than chemotherapy. He said, I'm in charge of chemotherapy research here at the National Cancer Institute, and Laetrile works far better than chemotherapy, and your hair doesn't fall out, you don't get intense diarrhea, and the results are far better than the chemotherapy, and they suppressed that drug, and there was nothing he could do about it other than to call people like me and help, and hope that I would get the treatment out. If you go to the website on quacks, they will tell you he was a quack, terrible guy. He thought there was a conspiracy to prevent cancer treatments. The trouble, he was absolutely right. And you want to know who it is who funds these websites that demean doctors who try to do what's right and get the truth out to the American people. If you haven't, of course, seen our four-tape set on why do we still have cancer, or certainly on genocide, I mean, they are actively killing our people by suppressing effective treatments. And then, of course, that takes you into my talk on planned population reduction, on Nundare College genocide or population control. There are three separate talks. Our pamphlet on the population control agenda, you can get that on the Internet. That's the population control agenda. Just type in my name or Radio Liberty. Or if you get anything else from it, us, and you request it, we'll send you a copy of that pamphlet. It's a very important source of information that is not readily available to regular channels today. And, of course, goes into the spiritual force that energizes these people who are pushing population control today. And these people are deadly serious. I just got the book, Common Sense Revisited, written by R.C. Christian, who put up the Georgia Guidestones, where they call for the elimination of over 90% of the world's population. And he is deadly serious. He really wanted to do away with most of the people in the world. He said, after all, 500 million may be far too many to allow to continue. Maybe we could get by with far less people. These people really want to kill most of the people in the world. Understand that. Then you can understand why they're going to take us into a war with Iran, why they're putting all sorts of things in our foods that keep us from having children. Number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wealth,